The Rambam has a famous psak I just want to speak about quickly because I think it highlights other matters. The Mishnah in the psak in Daf Lamed Hayom Aleph speaks about what can be used for matzah. It says, Eilu Dvarim Shanim Yatzim Ben Derech Matzah V'Pasach. First it lists the Chamesh Saminim. Kitim Tzorim Kusmin Shipun Shibala Shual. Then it says, what about its halachic status? Yotzim B'dmai Ma'isa Rishu Shnit V'Tzimasa Ma'isa Sheni V'Hekka Sheniftu Akarni V'Chala V'Truma Avlo B'Telba Avlo B'Ma'isa Rishon and so on. No Telba. So then the Gemara explains, Gemara asks the question, why no Tabel? I don't want to go through all the Shaka Vataria, very important Shaka Vataria. The Gemara Lamed Hamad based to Lamed Vavam Adala basically says, simple reading of the Gemara, why can't you be Yotzei B'matzah Shel Tabel? Because since it's already Tabel, therefore the rule of Ein Yisachal Yisr would apply, and therefore you would not be subject to the Yisr of Chametz. And the Gemara has this idea that kol sheyeshno bebal tocho chametz sheyeshno b'chol matzah, kol sheeno bebal tocho chametz eino b'chol matzah. You have to have the potential to violate chametz in order to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. It's a topic in its own right, and you don't have that in the case of tevel because ein yisur chal al yisur. So the Ramban on Daf Lamed Hayomid Beis says actually. Is it a case of Ein Yisur Chal Yisur? It depends. We have certain rules about Ein Yisur Chal Yisur. When it comes to Yisur Mosif, when it comes to Yisur Kolel, right? If the second Yisur is more expansive, either in terms of its ownish or its Yisur or its scope, so then Yisur is Chal Yisur. At least that's Machlokes on the Gemara, that's how we paskin. So the Ramban says, based on my general psak on Ein Yisur Chal Yisur, I paskin that the rule of this Gemara, the principle upon which the Gemara's initial is based, doesn't apply, because there is you will violate Tevel and Chametz at the same time. Therefore, it's kol sheyeshno b'bal tocho chametz, yeshno b'chol matzah. And therefore, if you were to eat matzah shel Tevel, you would be yotzei yedei chavasa. That's the psak of the Ramban. It's against the Mishnah. But since the Mishnah is based on this reasoning, the Ramban says, I'm not going against the Mishnah. I'm paskening properly, because the halacha and shas, we paskin in this case Yisur Chal al Yisur, and therefore there's no reason to say you can't be yotzei b'matzah shel tevel. Now, of course, one shouldn't be yotzei b'matzah shel tevel because it's tevel, and that's a machalas asuros, and obviously you should avoid that, you know, like the plague. But the question is, if you were to be eating matzah shel tevel, would you be yotzei mitzvah matzah? The answer is yes, says the Ramban. And then the Ramban goes on to say, and for that reason, I don't understand the psak of the Ramban, because the Ramban paskins that you're not yotzei b'matzah shel tevel, even though he paskins like me on the issue of Yisur Chal al Yisur, Mosif and Kolel, and therefore he should have read the Gemara the way I did. He should have read this Gemara and said, this Mishnah is shalal liba de hilchasa, and you can be yotzei b'matzah shel tevel b'dieved. But in fact, the Ramban doesn't say this. The Ramban says, ein adam yotzei dechavatsa b'achilat matzah shi yasur lo. Ram says you cannot be yotzei the matzah shel tevel, and the Ramban says I just don't understand. I think that psak is incorrect. It doesn't make sense to me. Then he says, well, maybe it's midin mitzvah b'aveira, and indeed the Ramach on the spot says it's midin mitzvah b'aveira. The Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos in the Darin says that this is midin mitzvah b'aveira. The Ramban says maybe it's midin mitzvah b'aveira. Tosas in Sukkah asks, why do you need this whole Shaka Vataria of the Gemara in Psachim? After all, why not just say lulav gazel mitzvah b'aveira, matzah shel tevel mitzvah b'aveira? Tosas doesn't answer the question. The Ramban, as I say, asks the question. So the Ramban says, there are many reasons to think that matzah shel tevel does not qualify for mitzvah b'aveira. Many good reasons. Maybe it's limited to gezel. Maybe it's limited to lulav and to karban. Dvarim shel ritzui, which is what other rishonim say as well. Some rishonim al atar, tos avin parents, tos shans. Some of the rishonim in sukkah, including the ritva. Right? And as we may limit certain averos for mitzvah b'aveira, and we may limit certain mitzvos for mitzvah ba'aveira. Things like karban and lulav, dvarim habayim, beritzui, this is a machlokas about shofar, right? Whether shofar ha'gazel should be mitzvah ba'aveira. The Ritva has two deyos, whether it's a davar shel ritzui or not. Moreover, says the Ramban, tevel is something which can be metukan. Maybe something that can be metukan is not something which is like gezel, davar shel aveira. For all these reasons, he says, don't tell me about mitzvah b'aveira. There's no mitzvah b'aveira. There's no ayinus achal liser. You should be yotze b'matzah shel tevel. And therefore, the Rambam's psak is tamua. But the Rambam says, what he says, so there's a group, as I mentioned, and based on the Rambam's own comment in Pirshas Mishnayos, that operates within mitzvah b'aveira. And we don't have time right now, but if I did, I would try to demonstrate that the Rambam in general has a more flexible view of mitzvah b'aveira. Rambam doesn't interpret mitzvah b'aveira as being limited to gzela, which is a kind of aveira that it hears in the cheftza. Could be that according to the Rambam, anytime you coincide or an aveira creates a mitzvah, that is mitzvah b'aveira as well. Rambam in Hilchos Lulav speaks about a certain case of baltosif where you're not yotzei dechavascha, but if you add to the minim of a lulav, so all the Nosa Kalim discuss that problem. The Raid that says you should violate baltosif, but you should fulfill the mitzvah of lulav, ha'ilechu dekoi v'ha'ilechu dekoi. There are Rambams here and there that expand mitzvah b'aveira. The Rambam in Hilchos Lulav, the Rambam Dan Hashera in Pirshas Mishnayos and Sukkah. The Rambam Shita, mitzvah b'aveira, may be particularly conducive to explaining what he says in Pirshas Mishnayos and what others say for him here in Yad HaChazaka, that even matzah shel tevel is mitzvah b'aveira, despite all of the qualifications of the Rambam. Matzah shel tevel is not a chetzah shel aveira, it's a chetzah shel iser. Nonetheless, maybe achilas isur, which is gorei mitzvah, maybe that too is mitzvah b'aveira. However, even if that were to be true, and it's undoubtedly true for the Rambam Pirshas Mishnayos, the question is that what the Rambam means here in Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah? After all, he doesn't just paskin the way he paskins; he adds an explanation. Zeklal kol she mevarchen al birchas hamazon yotze by dechavasa. Kol she ein mevarchen al birchas hamazon ein yotze by dechavasa. What does birchas hamazon have to do with anything? We understand what he's referring to. If you look at Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam says that you don't make a birchas hamazon, whereas other Rishonim say it's only a zimun that you do not make, on macholos asuros. According to a group of Rishonim, the problem is, if you have macholos asuros, it's not considered an achila kavua, therefore there can be no siruf between people, which itself is an interesting idea, and therefore there's no zimun. But, as for birchas shevach v'hoda, the thank you is something that you should do even in Macholas Asuros. Rambam's Shita is not that way. Ram holds that if you eat Macholas Asuros, you don't make a bracha achron. So that's what the Rambam is referring to. Kol shei mevarchen birchas hamazon, ein yotze b'yidei chavasa. But where did the Rambam get this equation that the mitzvah of achilas matzah is contingent upon the rules of birchas hamazon? That's a pella. And as far as I know, there is no explicit, certainly Babli, there is none. I don't think there's any Rishalmi either that makes this equation between Birchas HaMazon and Achilas Matzah. What does Birchas HaMazon have to do with Achilas Matzah? However, I'd like to suggest a very simple answer, but one which I think could be an important yesod. And that is that the Rambam understood that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim generally, and specifically a matzah as well, and maybe even more so matzah, has to do very much with Birchas HaMazon. It has to do with the concept of Hodah. After all, Birchas HaMazon is the bracha d'oraisa, right, that reflects the concept of Chiyuv Hodah. That's what it is. That's why the Yerushalmi explains that generally there's no Yatza Motzi when it comes to Birchas HaMazon. It's one of the Kriya Shema Tfila Birchas HaMazon, each one for its own reason. Case of Birchas HaMazon, Misha Achal, Hu Yivarech. It's personal gratitude. When it comes to personal gratitude, right, nobody can be motzi you, Yedei Chavascha. It's personal. It's about saying thank you. It's appreciating what was done for you, realizing the full magnitude of what you owe. That's what Birchas HaMazon is about. Yatza, motzi, therefore, normally, is a challenge to the concept of hoda'ah. The concept of Birchas HaMazon is Birchas Hoda'ah. The Rambam understood for some reason that the mitzvah of matzah is connected to hoda'ah. Why? That Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in general is connected to hoda'ah. That seems to be something that is agreed upon by many Rishonim and by many sources. The Rambam used to speak about this a lot before Pesach. Used to note the comment of the Abu Dram, which is that we call the Haggadah the Haggadah, and the word Higadati Hayom LaShem Elokecha in the Parsha of Bikurim, the Parsha of Arami Oved Avi, is translated in the Targum, in the Rishami, as referring to not Dibur, but Divrei Shevach VeHodah. Yabu Dram says that that's why we call the Haggadah Haggadah, because it's really Divrei Shevach VeHodah. Now the Rabbi is to point out that the connection to Arami Oved Avi is actually expanded upon in the Rambam, even more so than in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah we say, Matchilin Bignus Mesayim B'Shevach VeOmer Parshas Arami Oved Avi. That's the Mishnah in Psachim, Dav Kuf Tes Zayin. The Rambam seems to go a step further with this. The Rambam here in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, explains that... one second. B'tzorach ha-hatcha b'gnusel b'sayim b'shevach, Ketzad, Matzkel Mesapir Shabitchilo Yavaseni B'Bei Terach Melufanot Kofrim B'Toyin Nachar Ahevo B'Rodfin Nachar Barzara Mesayim B'Dasa Emes Shekivano Amokom Lo B'Vdilonu Menatoyin B'Kerbanu Liyichudo B'Chein Matzkel Modia Shavano Ma'il L'Parim B'Tzayim B'Chol HaRosh Shegmalanu Mesayim B'Nisim B'Niflo Shinasu B'Chiroseinu V'Hu Sheyidrosh Me'aram Yovid Avi Ad Sheyigmar Kol HaParsha. And then the Rambam says B'Chol HaMosif Amarek B'Drash Parsha Zu Arezim B'Shubach. So two things. First one the Rav noted, maybe noted the second one too, but I've seen other people note it. The Mishnah says, Matchilim Begnusim Mesayim B'Shevach, the Omer Parshas Arami Avad Avi. The Rambam says, Matchilim Begnusim Mesayim B'Shevach, the Hu, and that is done, that is expressed by Sheyidrosh Me'arami Avad Avi Ad Sheyigmar Kala Parsha. Which means that Arami Avad Avi is part of the methodology of Matchilin Bignus Umesaimim B'Shevach. Not only that, but the Rambam uses the expression V'chol HaMosif Umarich B'Drash Parsha Zu Arei Zeh Meshubach. In the Mishnah, basically, we use this V'chol HaMarbe L'Saper B'Tzias Mitzrayim B'Layla Hazeh Arei Zeh Meshubach. Which means that the Rambam equates the darshaning of the Parsha of Arami Avad Avi, which is a big part of our Haggadah, he equates that with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim itself. Meaning that Arami Oved Avi isn't just a detail, but Arami Oved Avi is the equivalent of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you put the two things together, Matkin Begnus and Simon Shavach, through Arami Oved Avi, as it is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kolomarbar Lesaper as well. And Vihigadita Lashem Alokecha, the theme of Divrei Shavach Vehoda. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, I think I have it here. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, do we have a Sefer Mitzvos here? Mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin has a very famous formulation. The Chinuch copied the part of it as well in Mitzvah Chabalah, where he basically says that the Sipur Mitzvah, Sipur Tzis Mitzrayim, doesn't just include telling the story, but it means expressing Shevach V'Hodah, thank you and appreciation for the Nisim and the Neflos. It's not a theological or philosophical affirmation. It is a personal acknowledgement of thanks. That works very well in light of the linkage to the Parsha of Arami Ove Avi. And indeed, the Gemara and the Kufta Zayin Amud Aleph explains that you can get out of saying the Manishtana if you have a certain perspective of appreciation. Very famous Gemara. Gemara says, Maktu begnusim assigned to Shevach, exactly on this theme. My begnus, we have the debate between Rav and Shmuel, mitchilo avda avada zara, or avada mayinu, amalei Rav Nachman, ledaro avdei. Avda demapik le mare lecheilus, the yoiv le kaspa, udahava, my boy le neymalei. Right, if you escape servitude and you go out with riches, what are you supposed to do? Amalei boy la aduye ulishvuche. Amalei patrasan milomar manishtar. Pasak liomar avadamayinu. So we see that again this idea of la aduye of hoda is a critical component. The Rambam in particular thinks that manishtana is not just something that provokes the questions of children, but according to the Rambam, it's Va'omer Manishtana. They say that Rebelbo was makbin, that everybody should say the Manishtana. And not only all the children, but all the adults and the person who leads the Haggadah as well. Because Rambam says Va'omer Manishtana. And I think we can take it a step further. Part of the importance of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not merely to provoke, to pique the curiosity of others, children in particular, but others, so that you'll get the answers to your question. But it is, in its own right, a theme to accent what is unique about this night, the Manishtana, Halayla Hazeh. In the Haggadah of the Aruch HaShulchan, so he suggests, you know, there's a huge like exercise. Everybody goes through this in the in Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, saying the Haggadah, you know, trying to figure out, you know, you have the Manishtanas, and then you have, you know, you move on to Avad Mayinu, Mitchilav Deh Avad Zarah Yohaseinu. So all the Mefarshim, not all the Mefarshim, many of the Mefarshim, you know, do great contortions to try to figure out how the Avad Mayinu and the Mitchilav Deh Avad Zarah answer these questions in a very specific way. And that's part of the creative exercise. The assumption on the part of some of them is that it needs to. Right? That assumption, I think, is very important, meaning it says that Manishtana isn't just about general curiosity, but it's the details of Manishtana, the substance of Manishtana is important, which would confirm the Ram's idea, and Rebelbo's understanding of it, of the Omer Manishtana. Okay. But I don't know what that means, that the continuation has to specifically be dedicated to giving the answers to these questions, or whether acknowledging these questions in its own right isn't a very important thing on the night of the Seder. I personally intuit that it's the second more than the first, although I still appreciate the extraordinary exercises. But one way to get out of the exercises is what I just suggested, Manishtana, the fact that things are unique, or the questions in substance themselves, without having to find the exact answers for them. But there's another way out, and that's the way of the Aruch HaShulchan, or one of his ways. Aruch HaShulchan suggests that Manishtana Alayla Zeh is not a question, or not questions, they're an exclamation point. Manishtana Halayla Zeh, how unique and wondrous, like Ma Rabu Masecha Hashem. It says oftentimes we find Ma not as a question, but as an exclamation, an appreciation. In other words, according to this pshat of Lel Shimurim, that's the name of his parish, basically Manishtana is the beginning of Hodah. If this is the case, that Hodah is such a central feature, one could, you know, multiply the rayas. I think it would also explain something that always bothered me a little bit. But again, it bothers me because of a certain larger perspective that I've assumed over the years. We have Dalet Kosos. And this whole discussion, Dalet Kosos, Keneged Dalet Banim, Keneged Lashono Shel Geula, and so on and so forth. We know some of the discussions. But it's perfectly clear that in the structure of the Haggadah, right, the Haggadah is split up in different ways, in overlapping ways, but in different ways. The two Hallels split it up, right? The Simani HaSeder split it up into little pieces. And clearly the Dalet Kosos split it up as well. So each of the Dalet Kosos represents a different phase, an accent in the story of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's clear that to me at least, that the Dalet Kosos are not just a convenience stand. It's not just, you know, good strategic places to be drinking the wine so that you can bear it, you know, and still keep your equilibrium, you know, or other such things. But on the contrary, these discrete moments are moments, you know, of the Dalet Kosos. It's a further stage and a further element, further dimension, Sipra Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if you look at them, you know, three of them make a lot of sense. Kiddush, very, very critical. Not only because, you know, we always start every Yontif and every Shabbos with Kiddush, but because, according to some Rishonim, the bracha of Sipra Yetzias Mitzrayim is actually the Kiddush that we recite. The whole group of Rishonim hold that way. Right, the Kedushas Hayom that we express on this night, and that's why, right, some of the dinim of Kiddush are shaped by Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. You can't do it too early, you may not be able to do it on matzah. Discussions in Rishonim. It's clear that the first kos, setting the tone, isn't just a convenience to say Kiddush on one of the kosos, but that it's a kos of the Dalet kosos integrated with Kiddush. The second, even more so, it's magid. The fourth, right, birchas hashir, hallel. It's completely unique to the night of the Seder. The only one that always bothered me was the third, the kos of birchas hamazon. It seems like a convenience. You just had a meal, right? Shulchan orech, and you have to bench at the end of the meal. So you want to bench all the kos. So you, so you have the kos shlishi, birchas hamazon. But that doesn't fit in with the other patterns, in which each of the kosos and what it integrates with is something that is a theme in the Seder itself. But if we suggest that Divrei Hoda'a and Shevach are a critical part of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, then actually Birchas HaMazon ends up assuming a different status on the night of the Seder. Of course, it also relates to the benching. But it's one of the kosos shel geula. It's one of the phases of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim itself. And in particularly, in light of what I'm suggesting for the Rambam, what you can make a birchas hamazon on dictates the kind of matzah that you can use. In the Avodah Mayinu, which may or may not be a directed response to the Manishtana, so we say, Ilu lo hotzianu HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzrayim, Mishubadim hayinu lepar ila chotzei Kadosh Baruch Hu mishubadim hayinu leparo b'mitzrayim. So many of the mefarshim, Sasenes and others, many mefarshim make the point that the diuk of the lashon agada is if somehow Kadosh Baruch Hu alone had not brought us out of Mitzrayim, but we had gotten out through other means, Paro had relented, some other political force had assisted us or intervened on our behalf, then Mishubadim Hayinu Leparo B'Mitzrayim. It wouldn't have been enough. So Sanis explains that the night of the Seder, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, part of the theme is exactly this concept of Hoda'ah. And a Hoda'ah that is exclusive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo Ayidei Malach, V'lo Ayidei Saraf, the Hashgacha on the night of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a direct one, ba'atzmo, b'chvodo ba'atzmo, kivyachal, Kadosh Baruch Hu intervened himself. That's part of the response, ilo lo hotzianu mivitzrayim, mishubadim ayinu leparo, the shared credit in this hodah would have been unsatisfactory. It would have been insufficient. This idea that Hoda'ah is a crucial component of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, I think is particularly so with regard to matzah. And if that's true, it'll help me in my suggestion for the Rambam. Let me just mention a few things. I know we have to finish in a couple of minutes, but let me just mention very briefly. Number one, the idea, of course, is that matzah is, according to the Gemara in Psachim, Lechem Oni, has several meanings. Lechem she'onim alav, Omar Shmuel lechem oni, lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. Tanina mehachi lechem oni, lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. Davar acher lechem oni, aniksiv, ma oni darka v'prusa, afkan v'prusa. Davar acher, ma darka shel oni, hu masik ishta ofa, afkan nami hu masik ishta ofa. So basically three interpretations of lechem oni. One is onim alav dvarim harbe. On that you have the famous Rashi on Lamed Bava Med Aleph. Rashi says, what does it mean, Onim Alav Dvarim Harbe? It refers to Halal V'Hagadah. Rashi says, here, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. She'onim ala dvarim harbe, she'gomrim ala v'sahalal, ve'omrim ala v'sahagadah. That's why they say that the gra was makbid to have matzos on the table during magid. Because lechem she'onim ala dvarim harbe. This integration of halal, the Haggadah, with matzah points to this theme of Hodah. The second theme is the theme of lechem oni, ma darko b'prusa, afkan b'prusa. We begin the Haggadah with halach ma'anya. There's a debate among the Rishonim already. How do we understand exactly halach ma'anya? Is it an introduction? Is it a pre-Haggadah? Or is it the beginning of the Haggadah? Is it the beginning of Magid or not? Mosgim lo kos rishon. Normally we say it's before ma nishtana. Right. What about halach ma'anya? Is that an introduction or not? Question. Ki halach ma'anya, halach ma'anya. What is halach ma'anya really all about? So the Gra has a very beautiful interpretation. Gra says that halach ma'anya reflects the central idea of matzah as being keneged the korban todah. So if you look very carefully at halach ma'anya, so there are four levels of oni, lechem oni. Right? How does it go? Halach ma'anya de'achla basana minitzrayim. What happens? Kol dichvin yechse v'yechal. Kol ditzrich yechse v'yefsach. Am I saying it right? Okay. Hashata hachi l'shana ba v'ad Yisrael. Hashata avdi l'shana ba b'nei chorin. Wow. Okay. Good. So the Gra says that there are four levels. If you pay attention, there are four levels of Oni. There's Dichvin, there's Ditzrich, there's Mishu Baderech, and there's Mishu Eved. And he suggests that these are Keneged Arba Tzrichin Lahodos. The Sugin Brachos Afdun Dalet. Right? The four, you can look it up. Based on psukim and based on a logic, he basically says the four onis correspond with arba tzrichim lahodos. And then he goes on and he says, after all, everything for this evening is keneged arba tzrichim lahodos. Arba kushos, arba kosos, arba banim, arba tzrichim lahodos. And all this focuses on lechemoni, polach manya. For the Gra, he doesn't say this, halach ma'anya is the perfect introduction to the entire Seder. Whether it's actually the beginning of Magid for that reason, or it's so perfect that it isn't even the beginning of Magid, it's the introduction before Magid, I'm not sure. But basically what the Gra does establish, tries to establish, is the idea that matzah, lechem oni, is keneged the Korban Todah, Arba Tzricha Lahodas. From that point of view, maybe one can take it a step further. The third pshat of Lechem Oni is Ma Darka Shaloni Humasik V'Ishta Ofa, Afkan Nami Humasik V'Ishta Ofa, which Rashi interprets to mean the need for Zrizus to make sure Shmira Menachametz, Ushmarte Mesamatzos. This whole idea of the relationship between Chametz and Matzah, which is a topic in its own right, it's very complex. If you look at the psukim, it's almost like you cannot mention one without mentioning the other. You can't mention chametz without matzah. You can't mention matzah without chametz. It seems like, you know, they are wedded. They are conjoined at all phases and stages. And the question is what? The Marsha in the end of Psachim is bothered by the question of the girsos. You know, matzah. In Rabbi Gamliel, Kol Shalom Gimel Dvar Me'el V'Pesach Le'ev Tzedei Chavasa Pesach Matzah Marar. What's the matzah? So there are different girsos. Mishnah, the Haggadah, the Mechilta. The Rambam has actually two girsos in two different places. One in Perek Zayin and one in Perek Ches. Which I think works well according to the way I understand it, which is Rambam overlaps certain things and accents the differences between Perek Zayin, which is secrecy with Mitzrayim, Perek Ches, which is telling the story through the Maisa Mitzvah, so he does so with different emphasis. But there are different gesos in this matzah. One is, you know, Al Shem Shalom Yisbik B'Tzeikam Lahachmitz, they're running out, B'Bihilu, B'Chipazon, and the story that we know, the history. The other one is Al Shem Shenigalu. So the Marshal is very bothered by this. He says, what is this Al Shem Shenigalu? Sounds like there are two dinim of matzah. Moreover, the Marshal says, I don't understand why they were eating matzah before they left Mitzrayim. And they were. So if it was all B'Bihilu, B'Chipazon, Al Shem Shalom Yitzpik B'Tzeikam, so what was the earlier matzah? Moreover, why is it that matzah is the main symbol of Chagamatzos? It is called Chagamatzos. It's a symbol of Avdus, B'Bihilu. So the Marsha basically has this very nice idea where he says that the eating of the matzah before they left and the first day and the first kazayis of the matzah that we eat is not the matzah of Avdus and it's not the matzah of B'Bihilu, Al Shem Shalom Yisbek B'Tzeikam, at least not alone, or maybe not even primarily. It's the matzah of Karbanos. It's the matzah of the Korban Mincha. After all, every Korban Mincha, with two exceptions, are dafka b'matzah, not b'chametz, the exception of Shnei Alachem, and the Korban Todah we just read about in Parshas Tzav. So the Marsha says, matzah, al shem shenigalu, the real mitzvah of matzah, is b'toras korban. So I was thinking, if that's the case, one could take it a step further. What was this korban about? Well, he doesn't say it, the words, the Marsha, but it's al shem shenigalu. Basically, it was a korban toda. And that's what the Gra essentially says. That hol achmanya is keneged arba tzrichim lahodos. In a way, the mitzvah of matzah itself is about shevach lahodah. Except, of course, that there's no chametz. And that in itself is intriguing. Why is there no chametz? Right. Well, you could say there's no chametz because there's an isur chametz. Or you could say that there's an isur chametz because this korban toda is nishtana, it's different than all other korban todas. It's a more intense korban toda than any other korban toda, in a way. The Sfarno has an interesting line in Parshas Tzav, where he says the reason that you have chametz in the context of korban toda is because it's important to have the reason for the sakana even as you celebrate the salvation, the Yeshua, the Hodah. So he says the Sor Shiva Isa is an important part of the Korban Toda as well. I thought that was interesting. But let me just say it a little bit differently. The Ramban already points out, if you look carefully at the Pesukim in Parshat Tzav, I won't quote it because it's already too late, but if you look at it carefully, the way the Pasuk says in Parshat Tzav, Ephraim's the Balkori, right? Right? How does it go again? You have the Pasuk which tells you about the Korban Toda and the Matzah, and then you have a separate Pasuk that speaks about Chavetz. Do you remember? I'm not going to you look it up. Perek Zayin, Pasuk, or whatever it is, your base, and Gimel. So, what? Am I correct, though? That's the way it works, right? You have the halacha of Korban Toda, and it sounds like you bring three groups of matzos, and then the next Pasuk says, and you bring chametz. I just don't have the chumash in front of me. You bring chametz. Anybody have a chumash? Al chalot lechem chametz. Exactly. So it sounds like, why isn't the chametz integrated with the matzah in the korban? Right, but it's not. So if you look at the Ramban makes this very very clear. The Ramban says the korban is basically the matzah. And the chametz accompanies the matzah. Accompanies the korban. But it's not the korban. Either way, it's not niktar al gabim mizbeach. None of the lechem of the korban toda is. It's certainly not the chametz. But the way the Rabban points it out, on the one hand, the weight, right, the amount of the chametz is equivalent, even though it's only 10, to the 30 of the matzah. One is equivalent to the other. At the same time, it's not really part of the korban. in that sense. So I thought light of the Sparnu, it's interesting. It's something about having the chametz that through contrast, through completing the story, makes the korban, which is the basar, the matzah, more impressive. And in the context of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, one might say, where we also have Matchilim Bignus Mesayimim B'Shevach, and the Marsha, and that also, interestingly, is not connected, but he says, what do you mean, why Matchilim Bignus Shelo Yazuach Daito? A person shouldn't think, oh, things are so great. Gaiva, he's feeling so, we have to remember your humble roots. The idea of the contrast between Chametz and Matzah, between knowing, you know, what could happen. Ushmartam as a matzos. We're obsessed in matzah with the possibility of with confronting and defeating and avoiding chametz. And in a way, the model of Korban Todah, I think, is perfect. We don't have the chametz. We don't need the chametz. Our chametz is mitzchila avde avad azara ayu avaseinu, avadam ayinu lepar abivitzrayim. Our matzchila bignus misayim b'shevach is b'makom chametz. The Chassam Sofer has an interesting comment where he says, why is it that, you know, the Korban, well, he says, you know, any mincha, this works in well. He's not talking about this larger theme, but he says, a normal Korban mincha, which is ne'achal matzah, but you could eat chametz beforehand. And on the contrary, every Korban is supposed to be lamashcha, a kind of ala sova. So you can eat chametz, you know, just as long as it's not going to be achil agasa, and then ala sova, you eat your matzah. He says, but not when it comes to matzah. He also seems to be assuming that it's in the pattern of a korban mincha. Not a korban todah, he says, but a korban mincha. So he said the difference is that when it came to Yetzias Mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael were on the abyss of spiritual extinction, the big theme for some of the... we all know it from, you know, from hearing it. Chassam Sofer, the Norbi Yehuda, that whole group of Mefarshim, this abyss of Nun Sharei Tumah is a huge issue. So he says there was no room for chametz. There's always room for chametz in the context of a korban because everything has to be done in stages. You don't reach spiritual perfection immediately. Sometimes spiritual perfection goes more smoothly, you know, if you have other things along the way. He says, but in the case of Yetzias Mitzrayim, a radical transformation had to take place. Chametz had to be completely outlawed. Just take that and graft it onto our Korban Todah idea, in contrast to the Sfarnu and the comment of the Ramban. The point is that there's no chametz in the Korban Todah. It's a pure matzah Korban Todah. Or one could add, the only ingredient that is acceptable for the Korban Todah on the night of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is one which could be theoretically bidiktar al hamizbeach. No chametz. It's a unique korban todah. But it is a korban todah, in a way. Indeed, the Ramban, the next Ramban in Parshat Tzav asks the question, how come in Parshat Vayikra, when we say that there's an Isur lahakdir al gabi mizbeach se'or dvash, so the next pasuk immediately tells us, with the exception of reishis, korban reishis. What is the korban reishis? Bikurim for dvash and shtei lechem for seor. He says, how come the psukim don't mention korban todah? Right. So Ramban gives us a suggestion. He answers the question. He tries to answer the question. The pasuk is really mostly interested in dvash and bikurim, or maybe it really is about seor. But also such suggestions that he made, technical suggestions. I thought in light of the previous Ramban, one could say better, and that is, also depends on how you understand the Korban Shtei Lechem. The Korban Shtei Lechem is really a Korban of Chametz. In the case of the Korban Todah, the role of the Chametz is Matchilim Bignas Misayimim B'Shevach, or it's the contrast. And that's Meduyak in the Psukim. It really isn't the Korban. It's not integrated. Again, Shtei Lechem is all. The Lechem part is all Chametz. That's the theme of what Matan Torah... Ooh, and damage there. You send the bill to. Okay.
Fine.
Okay. Yeah. So the point is that the role of chametz in a regular korban todah is something that needs to be analyzed more fully. And why chametz is excluded from korbanos and for haktara al mizbeach, even the shtei lechem, there's no haktara al mizbeach. That's the price you pay. When I have a korban which is kula chametz, it's still not going to be nikta al gabi mizbeach. But the point is that on this night, right, even the korban mincha, even the korban todah is different. But maybe that's one of the reasons that the psukim are so careful, shmartim es hamatzos, to know this is a different kind of korban todah. It is and it isn't. And if that's the case, so then maybe we can understand very well what we began with, and that is that basically, when the Rambam says that you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of matzah betabel, it's nothing to do with mitzvah of avera, and it has nothing to do with yisur kal al yisur. The idea is davar she'en mevarchem aleihem birchas hamazon. If it's not the kind of thing that is consistent with the shevach v'hodah, that is part and that is the crucial element in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, then lo yotze bo yidei chavasa of the matzah. The idea of matzah, whether it's a korban todah or as a form of todah, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim in general, but matzah in particular, would be inconsistent with that idea. And this, I think, is something that we should keep in mind in the context of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. The idea that it isn't just about theological affirmation. Maybe that's, the Rav used to say, that's one of the differences between Zechiras and Tzias Mitzrayim and Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. With all the other ones that are known, that are, you know, that are developed, and that is that Sipur includes this component of Hodah, like the Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvah. So I would just add to explain that Zechira is more, like Ramban says in his Perishan and Parshas Bo, it's more about a theological truism. The role of Hashgacha, knowing that it exists. It's not a celebration per se of a particular event. It's a theological affirmation. It's crucial. Again, Asher Otzei Sichem Yeretz Mitzrayim. But what's unique about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is the sense of the experience. Like the Rambam says, Kiluhu Yatza Ata Mi Mitzrayim. The sense of really being personally involved, personally having experienced what took place. I've said in other years, I think one of the big differences between Sipur and Zechira is that the reason for all the detail, the reason for some of the other chilukim, is the idea that the ma'ora, ma'she'ira, ma'she'kara is what's important here, not the theological and religious implications alone. Maybe that's for the later part of the Seder. And for that reason, the sense of todah, of dabar, sharoi, lomar, la birchas hamazon, becomes a crucial factor as well. Because that's part of having experienced it oneself. I wish you all a chag pashut sameach. I'm sorry I went a little overtime. Again, we'll pick up mostly with Mem Pesach Beis, maybe a couple